There's actually something that that I think we need to talk about. And it's a company called Adcor. It's in Baltimore City. And since all of you have your laptops, if you could look up AdcorIndustries.com or just Google Adcor Defense. And I want you to bring up their website. This is a Baltimore company. This is a company that was founded by a Baltimorean named Jimmy Stavrakis. And it's a company that does business, pays taxes, and is a very good corporate citizen in Baltimore City. I'm going to read you something from military.com. It reads, "The Army is currently in the middle of its improved carbine competition. The effort was launched in June 2011, 4 years after the Army's senior leadership pledged to scour the small arms industry for a better performing weapon than the current M4 carbine. Colt Defense LLC, the M4's original maker, is competing against Heckler & Koch, Remington Arms Company, FNH USA, and Adcor Defense Incorporated." You might recognize some of those names, like Remington, Colt. They've been brought up in this debate so far. But you might not have heard of Adcor, not yet. Adcor is one of four companies that is left out of a lot of companies. I don't have the number. I don't want to give a false number, but I know it's well more than a dozen. Adcor is one of the finalists to make this weapon for the United States Army. I want to give Adcor credit because they haven't come down here and said, if you pass this bill, we're leaving Maryland. Because I don't think that that has had the effect that other companies have thought it would. They see it as a threat that company might not come through on. But I give them credit because they haven't done that. But let me ask you a question. Even looking at their website, you can see on the front of their website, you can see the weapons that they make. They're going to be illegal in Maryland. Now, people are going to say, yeah, well, they'll still be able to sell to the Department of Defense. They'll still be able to sell to the state police. They'll still be able to sell to law enforcement. You know, thank you very much. Thanks for telling the company what they're going to be able to do in the state of Maryland. And ask yourself the question, if I'm born and raised in Maryland, I create a company in Maryland, I obviously love where I live, like I know Jimmy Stavrakis does. But then I get this contract that tells me I can't sell my product, I can't sell any part of my product to Maryland citizens. How difficult a situation is that going to be? Put yourself in his shoes. Is he going to move his company? Because they will be expanding. I mean, you're talking about a major, major contract that they could be getting for the United States Army. I mean, you're talking about a company that's going to make weapons for the United States Army. They're not going to be able to do this from their smaller operation in Baltimore City. They're going to be looking to expand. They're going to be looking to buy new property. They're going to be looking to build their business. Now, where are they going to look? Are they going to look in Maryland? I don't think so. We're telling them they can't sell their product in Maryland. This is a company that was started by a guy who used to sell product out of his car. And now he's built a company that is going to have an opportunity to make weapons for the United States Army. And they're based in Baltimore. We're not talking about a company that has a satellite office in Maryland, like Beretta or one of the other companies that you'll hear. This is a Maryland company. So when the green votes go up for this bill, just think about the Adcors. Think about major companies in the state of Maryland. And, you know, I hate to hear it because we hear it all the time. You know, this company is going to leave. These people are going to leave. Well, this is a reality, you know. And I know it was said yesterday that no one in Baltimore City could support this bill. And maybe that'll happen. And, you know, everybody has their reasons. But this is a Baltimore City company, folks. And we're doing something very bad to them if we pass this bill. So I want you to look at that website. Go to the Contact Us part. There's a Contact Us tab. And it'll tell you that this is a company located on Haven Street in Baltimore City, and I want you to think about them when you put up your green vote. Thank you.
Mr. Speaker.
The gentleman from Carroll County.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I want to start my comments by saying I want to say thank you, a sincere thank you to the activists and the people who have come down here day after day, week after week, to simply ask.